Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Well, you know, Larry often is getting himself into things as of late, Larry. Anyway, the latest thing that he's getting into, and we talked about this, and he said it's okay to talk about it on the podcast. Thanks, Larry. We do need some dirt to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
Because you know, people want the drama.
Yeah,
they really
okay.
do just, love the drama.
Yeah, just get it over with.
So he has a sexual harassment suit going on at the college that he works at.
Okay, yeah, that's ridiculous. First of all, I want to how could a guy at a school even want to file sexual harassment against me? I don't understand this.
Okay.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Larry, we went over this before. First of all, he was a student, okay? And didn't you tell me something about his hair, that you liked his hair?
Listen, his name's Preston Ballin, okay? And I'll tell you what, he is ballin'. I'll tell you what, he's got it going on, this guy, okay? And you know how when I see people that present themselves well, they don't get picked on, everything like that? I just wanted to, like, I don't know, I'm not saying model myself after him, but I just wanted to know, you know, how's this guy do this? All the ladies liked him and stuff. Yeah. He's like a modern-day Fonzarelli. I don't even know how he got out of class. How'd he get out of my class that fast anyway?
You know they only have a small window to drop the class.
Window, yeah. Well, he had a window already. He opened it right up and jumped out of it. That's what he did.
Well, Larry, I mean, the things that they brought up, the school brought up what you did, I mean, I don't blame the guy. I mean,
what
first the hair.
What the hell did I do? What do you mean? Okay. The hair? Okay, so the guy had some, you know, really soft, nice-looking hair or whatever. So
he didn't have to touch it.
Well, I don't know if he put some kind of gel or leave-in conditioner. What do you had going on? I just asked him. I said, what are you using your hair? What do you got going on?
But you touched his hair, Larry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the clothes.
Well, he wears cool clothes, you know? I like nice clothes. I want to know what the heck kind of material or whatever that was. What is these really cool shirts? All I did was like just, you know, like touch the material. Say, what is this made out of?
All you have to do is ask him. And then what about getting a little too close with the sniffer, Larry?
The sniffer? Well, that was just because it is cologne. You know how I like to wear like my polo and stuff? And I never smelled anything like it. You know, he just had a really nice aroma to it. All I did was just give it a little sniff. I says, what are you wearing there?
Larry, you can't afford to lose the job because, let's face it, what kind of marketable skills do you have, I mean, right now?
Well, now that you put it in perspective, I guess that, like, if I wanted to notice stuff, I guess I shouldn't, like, even innocent, I shouldn't have touched the hairdo touched the material sniffed?
Nope.
Or nothing like
nope.
that? That's nope. bad,
got,
I guess.
Got to use the mouth and ask questions.
Oh, jeepers creepers.
From a reasonable distance away.
Yeah, well, you know? why the heck would he even think something like that, sexual harassment? Like, what the heck would I see? I'm a happily married man. I don't like guys. Obviously, I don't talk gay. So what the heck could he be possibly thinking? I don't get it.
I don't know, Larry. You're a very macho man.
This is some kind
to
of
me,
sabotage.
I don't know.
It's a conspiracy.
You know, people like their space, okay? And you have to talk to them. You have to ask them questions. Like, if I see somebody that has gorgeous makeup on, of course I'm going to say, is that Avon? Because, you know, 27 years in the biz, I know what Avon makeup looks like. But I ask, I don't touch. So,
well, somebody just wants me gone or something from that school position because this is ridiculous.
Well, I think they've been after you ever since the, you know, the dumpster thing when the lady almost had a heart attack. But, you know, she has some pull in that school. She really does have some pull.
Somebody's out to get me. It's as simple as that. It's not all about Preston. Preston probably thinks I'm cool. He was put up to it.
I don't.
It's a frame job.
Didn't he get some kind of restraint order that...
Okay, I don't know what the heck he's doing.
All right, well...
It's ridiculous. Ask somebody something about their hair or their shirt material.
And you're not supposed to say his name and you did. That was part of the agreement, Larry, with the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, you didn't hear that from us. It'll be fine. I mean, you didn't say anything bad, so...
Yeah, that John Smith guy.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's a lesson. You know, if you want to know about somebody's hair or what products they use or something, just ask questions. You don't have to touch or get a little close.
Don't touch.
There you go. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Bye.